Phones, tablets, and even watches. Screens are everywhere you turn. According to Common Sense Media, teens spend an average of 7 hours and 22 minutes on screens every day. And that doesn't include computer time for schoolwork. Studies show that too much screen time can affect your body. Adolescence is a critical time for brain development, so teens may be especially at risk. While watching videos or texting with friends is fun, it's crucial to limit screen time. Here's why and how. Excessive screen time can disrupt your sleep. You may stay up later interacting with your device. Your body releases a chemical called melatonin at night in response to darkness. It helps your body fall asleep and stay asleep. Bright screen lights can reduce melatonin production, keeping you awake. Sleep is especially important for teens. Getting too little sleep can weaken your immune system, making you more likely to get sick. It can also affect your ability to concentrate, learn, and remember. While you sleep, your brain stores what it's learned during the day. This makes it possible to recall information come test time. Too much scrolling and texting may affect your emotional health. Scientists are still studying the link between screen time and mood, but some studies link higher levels of screen time to increased symptoms of depression. Many other factors also play a role in depression. Other studies have shown that excessive screen time may lead some teens to neglect responsibilities, use screens to deal with stress, and feel anxious without a device. If you feel that your screen time is getting out of hand, here is some advice. Even though it might be tempting to scroll through your phone while watching TV or working on your computer, try and limit yourself to one screen where possible. Looking at more than one screen at a time can overstimulate your brain and increase the negative effects of excess screen time. If using multiple screens is a regular habit, you might want to physically move devices away from each other or keep them in separate rooms. To keep yourself happy and healthy, make sure to quit scrolling at least an hour before you turn in for the night. You can set alarms to mark an end to screen time and help train this habit, or even make your bedroom and bathroom device-free areas by removing chargers, devices, and TVs. You can reduce screen time by introducing regular breaks on work days and longer screen breaks on your days off. If you're working on a computer, set yourself an alarm roughly every 30 minutes to take a screen break. This means all screens. Taking a break from your computer to look at your phone doesn't count. Your brain goes through major changes during your teens. Everything you experience during this time can affect your brain development. It's essential to challenge your brain by trying new things, like sports, music, and cooking, so it can help you process information and solve problems in the future. Screens may always be a part of your life, but they don't have to be the main part.